So I'm Lieutenant Colonel Sébastien de Perret from the French Center for Army Doctrine. And I was invited directly by Colonel Ivor Gardiner to assist that plantation, not because of my belonging to a French CDF, but based on my personal experience of as a war game developer, which is a part of the plantation that I will develop in the second step. But I will start to make you a short presentation to be consistent with the other fellows about the way French army, French forces, use war game as a training and education tool. My background is mainly operational training and doctrine for urban operations, which leads me to a certain vision of training tools and of education tools. And I've based part of my studies and development aims on my personal experience in urban operations training and the comparison I could do with other NATO fellows, because I used to take part in NATO urban operations task group during 6 years, and it was a good way for me to compare with any other nation's vision about training, about gaming, etc. To start, I will make, as I told you, a short presentation about the training tools or the wargaming tool that French forces use, but I will complete it with a personal assessment about the way wargaming can be used for training, and after that develop urban operations wargame project that I am currently developing. To start, the French vision of wargaming, of the use of wargaming, is that the French military makes use of wargames for training and partly for education for years on a regular basis. The increasing use of various kinds of simulation tools in order to reduce the cost of training leads French military, as well as any other European nation, to use more and more wargaming tools to train units and headquarters, reducing the cost and reducing the time and the burden of manpower. So wargaming tools are used from individual to corps level. I won't detail everything, but I will try to sort out two families of wargame tools or simulation tools that are used by the French military. The first family is directly the industrial simulation, which is all the simulation that are directly provided by industrials. For instance, at the tactical level, French brand Thales has just developed and implemented software which is called Opposia. Opposia is used until the company level in our national training center. This is used as a warm-up exercise, support for warm-up exercise, and the main interest of the use of that kind of war game is to take all the platoon leaders together and to have a first vision of coordination and of dialogue, combined arms dialogue, during the planning process. This is a good way for people to start interacting before going on a field training exercise. Another example is the use of Janus or CPU softwares at other levels, battle group and brigade level. Those softwares are constructive simulation tools, and they are mainly used either in branch schools or in dedicated training centers where brigade level headquarters are evaluated. As you can guess, it can lead to, it can open door to criticism of the simulation tools if a very well-known and reputed brigade fails against the software or fails against an opposite force, but that's normal business and normal training. A second family is the adaptation of existing cuts for military purpose. We decided, mainly in our branch schools, to use existing softwares, commercial softwares, but to change it a little bit and adapt it for pedagogical process, in a pedagogical perspective, with a specific vision of after-action review. Not only the user interface, but we have adapted to have a proper after-action review tool. The first example can be Instant, which is here. This is, as many people know it, this is the first version of Ghost Recon, and it has been adapted to conduct squad-level training, and it's quite well used in infantry school. Another adaptation is Operation French Point, which is an adaptation of Operation, the well-known Operation Flashpoint, which is really, really well well known and well used in armor school for up to tank platoon. And we are starting to experiment the use of VBS2 to develop more interactions and to have a use of that specific tool for any kind of training. Because of the rising use of simulation for training at home, that is to say in the units, and as umpires and facilitators are still required to use those specific tools, masters of simulation starts to be implemented in battalion peace enforcement in the same logic as master gunners, and it's always interesting to have experts in the battalions to help the company commander to prepare their training sessions. This quick presentation, which doesn't cover all the kind of war game that can be used at upper level, shows you that French soldiers are familiar with the idea of war game. Anyway, there can be a confusion between war game and game, and this is really a shame. When I compare the cultural gap that exists between my national vision and the abilities that all of you have to discuss about war game openly with leaders, it's I feel a little bit, not ashamed, but in a different world, because I don't have to speak of war game. I have to speak of simulation. It's more serious. I have to speak to of any other code names, but war game is not really serious. So I will try to develop a few ideas about that. Many officers only use wargaming when they conduct course of action wargaming, but unless that, it's not familiar to them to speak of wargaming. Many officers and decision makers, which is worse, still understand game when we speak of serious games, and much is still to be done to broaden the acceptance of wargame in the military. For this reason, some officers have tried to develop the use of board games for training. I just showed you commercial softwares, but no board game. Board game is really odd for French officers. So there have been just a few isolated initiatives to try to facilitate the use of board games in schools and units. And I can just quote Colonel Michel Goya, who has developed a war game from squad leaders' maps to train company commanders on a very successful way, but the experience has stopped when he was moved to Paris to another assignment. Major Arnaud de Peretti has initiated a national-level wargame convention in our advanced command staff course in 2012. It was quite successful, but as he has moved, the initiative was finished. So, as you see, there are some cultural limitations which have hampered the perfect achievement of those individual initiatives. And if I can compare in the French mind war game or other activities as staff rights, it took a long time for officers to take staff rights seriously. Staff rights during a long time meant military tourism or any other activities. And now French officers start to be used to use staff rights. And I think that war game can have the same success in the future. Now, based on the few assessments that I produced with the cultural limitation about the use of war game, I will develop a few points, a personal vision that I share with those Colonel Michel Goya and Major Arnaud de Peretti. Authorities often need to be comforted with lots of procedures and heavy technology in order to assess that the training is seriously conducted. The example we had yesterday evening during Wargaming 101 showed that with a very quick move to decision-making process is fun, but is highly productive, and I was really impressed by the way everyone in the room was taking part in the decision-making process. And this is a good example that I will come back to Paris with. Second point is that computer-based training offer huge opportunities to enrich training, to start with 3D representation. However, I assert that the extensive use of 3D may be a dead end. It's smart. Soldiers and leaders must be are immersed in a realistic environment, but every level should be immersed in a perception of environment which is close to the one they will meet on the battlefield. That is to say that soldiers and low-level leaders may be trained in 3D environment, in an immersive 3D environment, but tactical level leaders most often analyze on 2D representation, on maps, on screens, etc., in their command posts. So that we have to make a differentiation between the users and the tools. The reflection developed yesterday during Wargaming 101 again, related to why a wargame, conducts me to that very ambitious idea of effect-based approach of wargame development. What is effect-based approach of development? It's mainly who shall we train, for what? And based on that, we can decide what kind of war game or what kind of training support can we use. As I said, there are some cultural barriers between the board game community and the computer community, which was a part of the debate of this afternoon. But for me, war game, whatever the support is only a support for decision-making process and collective training or discussions. So I don't think that board games and computers should be separated. And to finish, many serious games are done to train for collective achievement of actions, which is great. But one of the most interesting use of games is, to my mind, to take war games as a support for mental drill for any levels of any level of leaders. This can be a very good personal self-improvement tool. I personally used close combat software as a platoon leader and company commander to test some schemes of maneuver which was not so easy to me, so familiar to me, and I used the operational art of war as a training tool before passing the exam for the advanced command staff course. So it's a facilitator for self-training. And as it was said, a soldier needs a certain amount of obstacle course repetition to be operational on the field, but this tactical leader needs to do that mental drill a certain amount of time before being operational in his command post. Main effort for me shall be done on 2 points in war games: the situations where coordination is critical, and situations where decisions need to be done during the planning and adapted during the execution phase. These two meeting points are to be met when we develop a war game. And I will achieve with what I developed as a personal project, that is to say urban operations tactical war game. My aim, based on all those experiences, was to develop a tactical level war game exclusively in urban environment, because I felt that there is a gap. Urban environment is complex for trainers as well as for war gamers. So I started from an assessment about what is the general outcome of urban environments on military action. That is to say, the main characteristics are limitation in communication capabilities, fire and observation. All those points that I developed on the slides are the basis of my thoughts. The modelization of weapons effects was really important for me because this is as well a training gap and a gap in wargaming. And the development of this tool helped me to set up a certain amount of characteristics that I can discuss with anyone tonight if you are interested in that the details of that presentation. The game is currently tested. It's the reason why I cannot show it tonight, but I'm ready to discuss with anyone about that, and I hope it will be edited next year in English so that it will be easier for me to play that game than to listen the lecture of French-speaking native French-speaking young officers. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Okay, back to me.